The outdoor lights, the entire town lost its electricity for a day. Old black and white photos in silver frames crowd a round oak table near the couch. One is of two boys about my age in old-fashioned baseball uniforms. Another is of a pretty girl with a bow in her long dark curls. I figure they must be from the good-looking side of Miss Murdy May's family. I'm taking a closer look at the photos when the judge says, "Young man?" I turn. He squints at me. "This is the last time I want to see you in this courtroom." Glancing around, I realize he must be talking to me. "Judge," I think, he shakes his finger at me, and the string of drool has grown longer, stretching past his chin. "Don't talk, son, when I'm handing down a verdict. I'm tired of this nonsense. Now you're going to have to do some time instead of paying a fine." The front door is 6 feet behind me, and I'm tempted to escape this crazy old man. But I've got a girl now, and I'll earn more money today than Dad has ever paid me. The judge stands, leaning heavy on his cane. "Young man, do you understand me?" He inches toward me. I back toward the hall.